Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are not an animal that has evolved from lesser species. I know this is widely taught and widely believed, but you can't believe the Bible. Are you with me now? And believe that. We are not a variant of an ape. Notice what he says. What is man? Well, see, the next verse, he begins to answer the question, what a man is. What is man that you're mindful of him and the son of man that you visit him? You've made him a little lower than the angels. And if you look in the book of Hebrews, you see that that has to do with a temporary thing concerning our body. Spiritually, we are not lower than angels. Right now, physically, we are. But so physically, and in our current state of life, we're at a place lower than angels in our operation and existence and life. But notice what comes next. And you've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. And he talks about the sheep and the oxen. Well, are angels another notch in the evolution? Huh? No. Well, then we are not another notch in the evolution from animals. Did you see this? God made angels. They are in a category of being. They are a species. He made man. We're in a different category. He made animals. They're in a different category from us. And whoever says otherwise is a liar. Because they contradict what God says. Yes. And I know there are millions of them. But you have to decide what you believe. And you need to get it settled. Now why am I saying this? Because if I am just a higher form of an ape, why are we going to be talking about spiritual development? It's an excuse for me to act in violence, uncontrolled sexual behavior, every other thing. Why? Because it's my nature. No. I'm just a refined ape man. No. You hear Christians talking about, well, it's that old hunter-gatherer instinct. I don't believe in any of that. Amen. Well, it's that primal drive that's in man. I don't believe in that. Adam didn't look at Eve and go, ugh. Adam and Eve didn't look at God and go, ugh, ugh. With a great thick forehead and squinty eyes and no clue as to what was going on. Like an animal. We are not animals. Come on with me now. You believe it or not? We are not animals. Darwin is a liar. I said, that's strong, Brother Keith. I know what I said. If Darwin is telling the truth, this is wrong. Are you with me now? And it's a shame that lies are taught in our schools as the truth. Unproven theories taught as fact. While this cannot be taught. It's a shame. It's a blot on our nation. And if this is really a place that is ruled by the people, we ought to change it. There ought to be enough of us. If this is what we want, right? And it's real simple. If we don't vote for people, and we don't put people in office who adhere to these lies, it'll change real quick. Are you with me? It does matter what you believe about these things. Because the whole thing, the whole pursuit in all of this stuff, these theories of evolution, every other thing, is to remove God. That's the whole thing, is to get God out of the picture. Leave God out. Well, y'all got to check your religion at the door. Don't bring God in here. Where we go, God goes. There ain't no such thing. It's checking God at the door. Now, we don't have to preach and try to push God off on everybody and push it down their throat, but don't tell me to check my faith at the door. No. I'm going to believe what I believe everywhere I go. Right? And it is essential. What is man? What is man? Well, to answer that question, you have to answer the question, what is God? Look at two scriptures. Look in Genesis. In the beginning, when man was created, God made different species of creatures. Didn't he? You see in Genesis. Now see, that's Darwin's title of his book, isn't it? Origin of the Species. Here is the origin of the species. The book of Genesis. Right here. This is where the species became. God created the heavens and the earth. He created the stars, the sun, the dry land, the seas. And he, verse 20 and 21, he created the whales and living creatures that move in the sea. He blessed them. Verse 24, he created cattle. Now let's just stop right there. Why would he need to create cattle if the fish are going to evolve? Just give it some time. It's the same reason why fish are not evolving into cattle today. And why the missing links are yet missing. They're in a different category. They are a different species. Fish don't turn in to animals that roam the earth. They're fish. Amen. And they'll always be that. Right. And it says, well, what about, you know, what happened, you know? What Darwin went to this island, you know, where he saw all these creatures that had adapted to the environment and evolved. And after a few months, you know, he wrote his great theory. All that means is that God, in his greatness, has enabled us with tremendous adaptability. We have adapted. Animals adapt. We adapt. Your body is amazingly adaptable. And generations adapt. But that's not the same thing as evolving from one species to another. Fish don't evolve, never have, never will, into land mammals and animals. No. And it goes on to say, he made the cattle, creeping thing and beast after his kind. See, he had to create each one of these, didn't he? If they're going to evolve, just leave them alone. Give them some time. They never have evolved. They never will. He had to create each species, each category of creature. That's proof positive they don't evolve. And he went on, verse 26, then he said, let us make man. How? In our image. Well, then these people, these godless evolutionists, are saying that God has evolved from something else. What did he evolve from? God did not evolve from any less or anything. You either believe in him or you don't. And in, what do you believe about him? You got to believe this book. That's what we have. He has always been. Your head doesn't understand that, but you can believe it. It's even humorous in the prophets. He talks about, he talks about any other God. He says, I don't know of any other God. God said this. I don't know of any other gods. He's like, God, thought you knew everything. I do. God has a sense of humor. He really does. And it's a big one. What does that mean? There ain't no other gods. If there were, he'd know about them. Let us make man. Now let's hold on. We have fish. We have animals. We have beasts. If they're going to evolve into men, why create another species? Just give it some time. And man will evolve from these beasts that have already created. No, you have to create man because man is another species, another category of being. That's why he had to create each group. It's a lot of creation we're talking about here. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And see, some people try to say, well, you know, the fish is my brother. I was once a fish myself. And so how could I pretend that I'm over him? No, go ahead and catch him. Amen. And eat him. Because he ain't your brother. There's some confused people. Do you understand? Confused people. When you believe all this junk, it's like you're killing a relative. Well, I couldn't eat that deer. He might be my second cousin. Far removed. Because we all come from the same thing. No, we did not. No, we did not. Jesus ate meat. He ate fish. He ate mutton. But we're having fun, aren't we? I mean, the reason I go through this is because people, even so-called Christians, they get these ideas in their mind about what really being spiritual is. And if you're really spiritual, you're a vegetarian. If you're really spiritual, well, now, you don't get any more spiritual than Jesus. Right? You don't get any more spiritual than him. So anything you try to come up with that's different from that, you're off and you're really way more immature than you realize you are. Jesus is our ideal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Inner Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603A. That's R1603A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.